the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Popping in, a very unexpected but a pleasant surprise, Arsenio Hall is with us, man. Look at you, dude.
Yeah, man. You know, I left my car keys here. So.
Oh, you did? All right, excellent.
I walked home the other night.
All right, 33% of yous have dropped out or are dropping out of high school currently, LAUSD. If you dropped out, how's it going? Let's talk to Kiana in Long Beach. You're on 97.1. How are you? Hey.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to talk to you. Oh, I listen to you every night.
Thank you, baby. How old are you?
She feels I'm like 19. I do.
18 years old?
19.
All right. And what? When did you drop out?
I dropped out last year.
Oh, you did? Okay.
And it was my senior year.
All right. And what did you do with yourself?
Well, I became store manager for an up-and-coming teeth whitening business.
Right.
On my way to be regional manager, I own my own t-shirt company.
Wow.
I do a lot of conventions, and I'm also opening up a modeling promotional agency.
Jesus, you're kicking ass then.
I like to.
Very ambitious. And why'd you drop out? Too rough for you?
No, actually, it was a lot of, like, problems at home.
Uh-oh.
And it wasn't mentally. I wasn't at school. I only showed up on test days.
Right.
Somehow I passed, but...
I would love to know about one of those problems at home, just specifically one of those problems.
Yeah, what's a big one?
My mom was a butthead. Like,
oh,
she's just really, she doesn't respect anybody at all. Like,
are you living at home still?
Yes, that's the sad part.
Uh-oh. Oh,
I don't like paying
Jesus
rent.
Jesus Christ.
I guess not.
Hey, when you say she doesn't respect anyone, what do you mean by that? I mean, like, if she sees Desmond Tutu, would she be like, kiss my ass, Desmond?
Yes! She curses everybody else. She thinks that's the way to get anything.
How many kids in your family?
I'm the only child.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Oh. And do you have any plans of going back to school?
Well, I'm in school right now to become a medical assistant. I graduate in September, and then I'm going to go to a community college for business.
All right. Did you get the looks or did you get the brains?
I got both.
You got both? Wow. All right. How tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
5'7". Yeah, I thought you sounded tall. You're going to do very well in life, baby.
I'm pearly.
Yeah, I think you are. You have a website?
I have a MySpace.
I thought you wanted to promote your business.
Oh, awesome. It's Fourth Assassins.
What is it?
It's Fourth Assassins. That's the name of the company.
Fourth
Assassins.
How you spell
it? Like, if you're on MySpace, you could Google our email, which is FYSU. Number 74 @yahoo.com.
We got to get her a lunch with Pat Kingsley.
Yeah. I still can't tell you the name of her business. Fourth and Fashions?
Assassins.
I have no idea what she's saying.
She's a marketing magician.
Spell it for me.
Assassins.
Fourth Assassins.
Yeah.
I have no idea what she's saying.
Man, you got to change the name of that.
Name.
Fourth Assassins? F-O-U-R-T-H?
Yeah.
Assassins. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck, darling.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, baby.
Mr. Hall, I just wanted to tell you, I knew how to say your name before I knew how to say my name. I used to watch you every night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look
I had
you.
To tell you that.
Mr. Hall, by the way, you weren't alive when Mr. Hall was doing his talk show.
I was. My mom
barely.
Said I would stay up all night and go, woo, 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 woo. Yeah.
did you ever think that one day you would say something that would make me feel so old, my penis would go up in my stomach and I'd feel like Methuselah?
What year were you born?
89.
And what year did you do that show? 88?
Ooh, it was like 88 for about 6 years. Yeah.
Wow. Look at
yeah.
you.
Wow. Like, I love you, but you
so when you're discovering
so
you know, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
No.
She was being born.
Yeah, pretty much.
You had placenta on while I was saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for little Bow Wow."
Yes. All right, you want to give out your MySpace? Go ahead. I'm sure a lot of guys want to see what you look like.
Okay, the default picture is me. The email is really easy. It's
wait, not your. You want to give out your email address, your MySpace?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's easier just to Google the email than look up the name.
All right.
It's FYSU74@yahoo.com.
I have no idea what she said.
I have no idea what that is either.
Oh, God.
Okay. Hey, Tim.
FU, what?
If I can help at all, I just MySpaced her, and it's actually much easier than she's making it.
Okay.
It's MySpace.com/fourth, F-O-U-R-T-H, like third, fourth.
Right.
Fourth Assassins, like I'm going to shoot you and assassinate you. MySpace.com/fourth Assassins.
All right, very good.
You know, I think she stayed up.
All right,
late
congratulations,
when she was an embryo. up. She didn't get enough sleep.
All right, take care, Kiana.
Thanks.
All right, there she goes. All right, what are you doing now? You dropped out. Kyle and Torrance, you're on the air. Kyle.
Hello.
Hey, what are you doing now?
I operate bulldozers and heavy machinery.
That's not a bad gig. What, is it a union job?
No, I work non-union.
And what are you making an hour?
It's about $25 an hour.
Hey, it's starting. Not bad. You're enjoying yourself.
That's why I'm doing it, myself.
Hey, that's Adam Carolla money.
Yeah, man.
Nice job, retards.
$200 a day, you're making $1,000 a week, $52,000 a year. That's not a bad gig.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you did well. Let's talk to a Sly in Hollywood. You're on 97.1. You dropped out of high school?
How you doing?
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, Arsenio, you remember me?
Yes, dog. I absolutely, just from the how you doing, I'm all over you.
Well, I dropped out in 85, you guys,
right. And
went on to special effects school. I had to do something to replace, you know, the school that wasn't hitting anything.
Right.
And then I went to special effects school, and then a DJ that I knew that was a program director for your sister station, don't want to say names, but you know him real good, Tim.
I don't say a name, I don't care.
Okay, Johnny K.
Oh, yeah, Johnny K.
Okay, Johnny talked me into going from Columbia Broadcasting to Huntington Broadcasting. And
the school?
Yeah.
Right.
So I pretty much I went back to teaching the school that I graduated from for special effects.
Hey, not bad, dude.
No, that wasn't bad, but the hardest part I found, I've taught my son everything I know in special effects. He's going to be 21. And the hardest thing now is, like, I told him a little while ago when you brought up schools, and I was like, the way kids are getting shot in L.A. School population, it's ridiculous. I would never have a child and let him go to school like that.
No, I would rather, seriously, and I might do this, I'd rather keep my kid at home and have her come to work with me every day than go to LAUSD. I think that if my kid spent the next, she's going to be three, if she spent the next 15 years with me just learning about, the business and friends and, you know, going to the track and stories and stuff like that, then I think she'd be smarter than most of the kids coming out of LAUSD.
Now I get cookies?
Yeah, you can get cookies, babe. but when you were growing up, Arsenio Hall, if you dropped out of high school, who would punch you in the face first, your mom or dad?
I'm thinking dad would, because it would be a bad PR move. He was a Baptist preacher. Uh-oh. You know, he was a hero in the neighborhood. And me dropping out would be a bad PR move. You know, it'd be like Obama telling everybody what to do, and then his kids have a crack habit.
Now, when you were a kid, did your dad ever threaten to throw you out of the house?
Well, you know what? There were two things that could get you thrown out of the house. If you get somebody pregnant,
right,
and if you drop out of school. Because my dad would say, if you do that, then you're a grown man. Your grown man find his own house. You know?
Yeah, so long. All right, let's talk to, how about Tony in Van Nuys? You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, you drop out of high school?
Yeah, in 93.
All right.
And right now I'm making pretty good money. Combined, I make about $20 an hour.
How much?
I don't. 20.
20, okay. What do you do?
Work at Walmart, and then I work at Big Lots part-time.
But you say you're working both jobs simultaneously?
Yeah, so combined, I make $20 an hour.
I'm still not catching you here.
I work at Walmart full-time.
Oh, I see, okay.
And I work part-time at Big Lots.
What do they pay you?
So you don't need a high school diploma to make money.
I understand that. What do you work? What do they pay you at Walmart?
Almost $11 an hour.
And then what do they pay you at Big Lots?
About $8.50.
Okay, but while you're working at Walmart, you can't work at Big Lots in the same hour.
I know. Well, no, I work Big Lots at night.
I see.
Stock.
Okay. All right. And you work, sir. You probably work about 16 hours a day.
When are you getting that beauty rest?
At work, I sleep, I probably get an hour and a half.
God bless America, Tim.
You know, but I make okay money, but, you know, I don't think high school's, I dropped out to make more money.
All right, man. Well, you're doing well. Hey, we're going to give you something here, dude.
Oh, okay.
We're going to give you a fake diploma from Aaron Brothers.
I want to get my diploma.
We're going to give you another job.
That's good, man. I was going to ask you, some people, even when they make it, they go back because they want that paper. Will you ever do that?
Yeah. I'm, as a matter of fact, I'm going to go after this summer. get my GED, and I'm going to be hopefully become management at Walmart.
Good for you. All right, hold on one sec. Very ambitious guy. We're going to give you Iron Maiden, Somewhere Back in Time. Look at that. All right, 520-9710. Let's talk to guys who have dropped out, guys and girls who have dropped out of high school. Let's talk to, how about Greg and Orange? You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, dude.
That's perfect following that. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm still trying to wrap my brain around how you get $20 an hour out of an 11-hour job and an $8 job and $11 job.
Yeah, you can't even add right. But, it's combined, Tim.
Yeah, but I don't understand. I mean, you can't combine hours.
And when does he watch Oprah?
I mean, if that's the case, then that I'm making $50,000 an hour.
Right. Oh, first of all, huge fan of both of you
guys. Thank you, sir.
Very, oh, my God, way back, Arsenio. Oh, my gosh. I goosebumps thinking about the
Hey, you got bad connection. Real quickly, what do you do for a living?
I'm in the debt business, so we're kicking butt right now.
All right, but I got to put you on hold here because that phone is driving me crazy. If it's driving me crazy, it's driving the listeners crazy. But the guy
it sounded like he was making Jiffy Pop in his mind.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. All right. Let's take another call here. What are you doing now that you dropped out of high school, Javier in Riverside? You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, dude?
All right. I dropped out in the seventh grade in Linwood. I make about $115,000 salary.
Wow.
Plus 30 days vacation time and 6 days of sick.
Jeez, you're doing better than I am.
Hey, seven holidays, so it's really good. But my story is, I joined the gangs at a very young age,
Right. What gang?
In Linwood. Right. City of Linwood,
Notice how I have no funny ad libs for brother.
Linwood,
you want to make it home tonight?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, plus listening to Arsenio Hall, smoking that reefer every night wasn't working out neither,
Yeah. Javier, how long were you in the gang?
I'm still in. You can't ever leave it.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
35. You're still in it?
Yeah, but I don't associate. But I didn't want to get the ass kick, before right. they, But anyways,
right.
But I'm in the engineering business, nursing homes, and air conditioning, basically everything. Just like the first gentleman that he did stereos.
Right.
That's how I started off when I was
wait. Only in L.A. do the gang members say, just like the first gentleman. I'd like to reference the earlier comment. You're a really polite guy. You're such a nice guy.
Yeah,
the first gentleman.
You change, after, the lifestyle and all that changes a little bit. You have to deal with different kind of people, But, I can still get a little bit ghetto in there.
And huh? Javier, now who's 35, as Corolla would say, now when he gets pissed at somebody, says, "And good day, sir."
Yeah.
Good day, yeah. I said, sir.
Yeah, so my secret is, when they got these little seminars, like at these certain places where I buy, my parts for, air conditioner and stuff,
right.
They'll have, flyers where you take a class for, one day. And they certify you, to work on particular commercial machines. I get those diplomas, take them back to the boss, and she's like, "Oh, man, all right, and here's a raise.
Wow.
And I get a bunch of those. I got them all over my office, and that's how it ended up with me.
What's the name of your business?
It's a nursing home. It's called Marlinda,
Marlinda, okay.
Yeah, but, they have a bunch of nursing homes all over.
But you have to have a lot of patience for old people.
Oh, definitely, man. Especially the ones, oh, yeah, a lot. Right. You have to deal with it.
You probably learned from him.
I'm impressed with this guy.
I am, too.
I mean, from the gangs to a convalescent home, it's like, this is a guy who's like with a teardrop tattoo under his eye saying, "You want some prune juice, lady?"
I'm all full of tattoos, but one thing I never did, I never got the sleeves or anywhere where you could see them. So if I take off my t-shirt, you could see my neighborhood and all that.
Oh, yeah?
But, nothing that you could see.
So you went from killing people to watching people die.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Bubba. Yeah. All right, thanks for calling. Hold on one sec. We're going to give you something here.
I have a tattoo of Tori Spelling's birthplace right on my arm.
We're going to give you Iron Maiden, Somewhere Back in Time, and it's great, from 1980 to 1989. When we come back, we have a guy who has started one of the most successful bars and restaurants in Los Angeles, and every guy's dream is to open up a bar, you know, open up a successful joint. And it's very difficult to do. Only about 1 in 100 people make it successful.
How long has he been open?
He had a small shop before that. I think 4 or 5 years.
Oh, so that's success. Yeah.
3 years? Three years. Wow, look at that. 3 years, and a place you can never get into it. It's packed all the time.
Oh.
You drive around the neighborhood 20 times, you know, trying to get into this place, and you end up going to a KFC. All right, but when we come back, we'll talk to a guy who's very successful in the bar business, because I know everybody listening right now, your ultimate dream is to own a bar, and we'll maybe give you some tips.
I would just like to get in his.
Yeah, I'd like to get in his, too. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Yo, it's infinite. Big Willie Styles all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.